what we said to them the first day was, hey, guys, very little is going to change. When they made the change, we were looking at 6 games in 9 days. We were going to be 2 weeks before we even had our first practice together. And, you know, we said to them, hey, we all didn't do a good enough job. If we had, Avery would still be here. I mean, we were 11-4 in November, and he was the coach of the month in the NBA. So, you know, we all knew that as players, they hadn't played as well as they could play in December. As assistant coaches, we hadn't done as good a job as we had done in November. All we had to do was get back to doing what we had done. And the staff is the same, which I think helped in terms of the transition. I mean, we got Mario Elie, Popeye Jones, Dougie Overton, and Patrick Spurgeon. So we got the same assistants. We're running virtually the identical menu, playing virtually the same defense. So it was a smooth transition for them. And it was just, you know, we just said to them, hey, guys, we just got to do what we're doing a little bit better. And they bought in, and they've done that. And I think that, you know, they tell you to a man, we haven't changed, you know, 15 things or anything like that. It's the same. They're hearing the same message. They're, you know, we're referring to the same defensive terminology, offensive terminology. So I think it was an easier transition for them than, and I'm not saying anything, but like what LA went through and still going through is a monster transition. You know, new coaching staff, new philosophy, new everything. That's hard to do. For us, it was an easier transition because we just kind of picked up where we were and just tried to do things a little bit better. And in our case, kind of said to them, look, we've been not as good in December as we were in November. Some of that had to do with Brooke being injured and missed 7 games. Some of it had to do with the schedule. We had more back-to-backs. We had more playoff teams. But some of it just had to do with we didn't do as good a job in December as we did in November. We're back now playing the way we played in November, and that's a pretty good basketball team.
And, Coach, we pick up the paper the last couple of days, and one of the latest reports had Brooke Lopez involved in a deal that would send him out to Los Angeles and Dwight Howard to Brooklyn. And Darren threw his support behind Brooke yesterday. What's your thought on that talk and what Brooke has meant to the team?
The rumors in this league are inevitable, and particularly since we were involved with Dwight when he left Orlando. I should not even mention his name. I'm sure I'm violating some rule, but I don't think there's anything to it. We don't like Brooke Lopez. We love Brooke Lopez. He, along with Darren and Joe, are the primary reasons. I think he's the most improved defensive center in the league by far. He went from not being a factor to he's absolutely anchoring our defense. He's almost 2.5 blocks a game, including big ones late in games, like the other when we were able to win in New York on Monday afternoon, Martin Luther King Day. He had two blocks in the fourth quarter, critical possessions, and he scores at over 50%. He's a good free throw shooter. He's a good rebounder. I mean, he's so dramatically improved, and he's such a good player. And he's young, and he's healthy. You know, we think we've got the center.